You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Shalom to all our dear members. Today I'd like to share with you what I believe is one of the deepest and most profound secrets of how to overcome the Yetzer Hara. But to really appreciate it, it's advisable to go back again and listen to Boost 320, which talks about Pari and the Yetzer Hara, and 329, which talks about Kriyas Yam Suf, because these are really an introduction to this concept. So the question is, why did we need Kabbalah Satorah after all that? If we indeed reached such a high level at Kriyas Yam Suf, as Chazal say, that even maidservants saw more at the splitting of the sea than the Navi Yecheskel saw when he said the Nevuah of Maisa Merkava, so what was missing still that we needed to receive the Torah? I think the answer to that question lies in a small detail that we didn't mention in the previous talks. You see, recognizing that we can't do it ourselves and that we need Hashem to do it for us is indeed an important part of the picture. But there's another vital component that was necessary before Hashem actually splits the sea. Ma titzak elai, daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso. Why do you cry out to me? Speak to the children of Israel and tell them just to go. Go? What do you mean go? Where? Into the sea? What, and drown? But yes, that's what we needed to do. Chazal tell us that Nachshon went into the sea and he didn't ask questions. And when the water was up to his nostrils, he cried out, Hoshieni Elohim kivo mayim ad nofesh. And at that precise moment, the sea split. You see, it's not enough to just recognize that we can't. We have to recognize that we can't and do it anyway. And that takes a very high level of emunah, to do without any understanding. And that's when we're zeicha to divine miracles and intervention. So why indeed did we need Kabbalah Satorah after Kriyas Yam Suf? Because Nachshon was the exception, not the rule. Most of the Yidden cried out, Ki toiv lanu avodes Mitzrayim, mimuseinu bamidbar. We told you, just let us serve Mitzrayim better than dying in the Midbar. But there has to be a Nachshon in order for the sea to actually split. And these are the two components that we need to have before Hashem finally makes miracles for us. Number one, the absolute and total recognition that I can't. And number two, doing means following Hashem into the sea anyway, emunah. The name Nachshon actually comes from the word nechishus, which means determination. And Nachshon was from Shevet Yehuda, like we spoke about in Boost 298, that the whole koyach of Yehuda and of David and of Malchus is the total recognition that we can't without Hashem. But in spite of knowing that we can't, there needs to be a Nachshon, a faith and determination that goes beyond our understanding. Only then can we merit true freedom from Mitzrayim. So although Nachshon understood this, most of the Yidden didn't have this level of emunah yet. Maybe they still needed to see the Kriyas Yam Suf, and the Be'er Shel Miriam, and the Man, and all these other things until they reached the level, 49 days after leaving Mitzrayim, where every Jew was finally able to cry out, Naseh v'nishma, we will do even without understanding. And this is Kabbalah Satorah, because Torah is really all emunah. As Chazal say, Chavakuk HaNovi summed up the entire Torah as just one mitzvah, Tzadik be'emunoso yichye, the righteous live in their faith. So how does all this apply to our struggle with the Yetzer Hara? Rabbi Yisai, listen to how beautiful this is, because this is really the secret of surrender. You know, for years I've been struggling to try to understand how surrender really works, and how it differs fundamentally from fighting. But I think it's really very simple. Fighting means, I believe I can do it if I would just try hard enough, but we keep failing because it's too strong. Surrender, on the other hand, means I know I can't, but I do it anyway. It's sort of like knowing that I can't jump off a cliff because I'll die, but I jump anyway because I know Hashem is there to catch me. It's really such a simple but profound idea, and it really works. And it doesn't just work for the big things, like giving up an addiction altogether. It works even for the small things, like every time we see something tempting, and we might even feel like we'll die if we don't look. There's this taste of death. We need to tell ourselves, yes, it's way stronger than me. I can't fight it. I'm not going to even try bothering, but I'm going to turn away anyway. Instead of asking myself, do I have the strength to turn away? It's really so strong. I don't think I can. No, I don't even get into a discussion. I admit, it's stronger than me. I don't care if I can or can't, because Hashem could. Koy ve Hashem yachalifu koyach. I give away my strength, and instead I get Hashem's strength. But I'll only get it if I jump off the cliff and trust him blindly. Because I know Hashem can do it. He'll catch me. This is really the secret of winning the Yetzer Hara. As the Psukim say in Tehillim, Ein ha-melech noisha b'rav choyl, gibor lo yinotzeil b'rav koyach. And the mighty man is not delivered by great strength. Hine ein adoinoi al yireyov, lamiachalim l'chastoi. Behold, the eye of Hashem is towards those who fear him, looking to those who hope to his mercy. Lehatzil mimoves nafsham ulechayosam berov, to save their souls from death and keep them alive in famine. The more we realize the Yetzer Hara is death and cry out to Hashem to save us from death, the more we're ready to jump into what feels like death and hope to Hashem, l'miyachalim l'chastoy. That's when we merit the miracle of true freedom from Mitzrayim and from the Yetzirah. And this is really the underlying secret of Naseh v'Nishma. If we always put our Naseh, the doing, before the Nishma, before our understanding, when we're ready to jump in, even if our understanding tells us we're going to die, that's when we're zoicha to Kabbalah Satorah and to true freedom. As Chazal say, Chorus ala luchois, al tikre chorus ala chayrus.
Thank you for listening to the Gard Yirai's Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.